Well, let's get started. And again, welcome to everyone. Just to give you a little idea of what will happen today on the call, I'll talk just a minute or two about what is Transformational Presence Coaching, what is it that we're giving a demonstration of here today. And then we will have a demo coaching session. And Paul has volunteered to be the client today. That session will be 25 or 30 minutes, kind of until we sort of wrap that up. And then there'll be time for questions and comments and anything you'd like to talk about what happened in the session, a chance to ask Paul questions as well as to ask me questions, and wrap up our call then by the top of the hour. So it's great to have all of you here and calling from different parts of the world. Welcome again. If you'll please put your phone on mute until we get to the question and answer time, that is star 6. And if you're calling in on Skype, if you can just click on the mute button so that we have a really quiet space for the call and for the coaching session. Hello?
Hi, Alan.
Yes?
Hi, this is Suzanne from Amsterdam.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome. Glad you are here.
Yeah, thank you. I just missed what you said.
Hey, if you could just put your phone on mute. And if you're calling on Skype, just click on the mute button so we have a quiet space for the coaching session and so forth. Glad you were here, Suzanne.
Yeah, okay. Where is the mute button?
It'll be a
Is there a number that you can push to mute a phone that doesn't have a mute button, Alan? You know?
Yes, it's star 6.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. So transformational presence coaching, what is that? It's, the simplest definition is it's coaching from an awareness of life, leadership, business, government, really everything. Coaching within an awareness that everything is energy in motion. In this way of working, this approach to coaching, it's not really a method, it's certainly not a formula, but very much an approach, sort of an overlay. It's just a different way of thinking, a different way of approaching things. We're coaching from potential, being guided by, sometimes I call it an evolutionary intelligence, or the next unfolding potential, what wants to happen. Listening to that energy and following it, it's an extremely intuitive process as we work in this way. And recognizing that potential is realized when there's an alignment of energy, when we are bringing our thoughts, intentions, beliefs, habits, decisions, and actions all into an alignment with who we are at our essence and with the unfolding greatest potential of the moment. It's, again, sort of making that your mantra, what wants to happen here, so that as you go through the day, you're sort of in that place all the time of paying attention to the energy, what's seeming to want to happen next. Doesn't mean that we don't make a plan, but it means even within that plan, we're constantly listening for what's wanting to unfold next. It's very much presence coaching first is our first focus, and then perhaps into content coaching. And what I mean by that is that our first focus is on who you are and how you're showing up to your life and your work, and then realizing that when there's a powerful alignment of energy, then the appropriate action steps become clear. So the how to do something is much clearer when the being is in alignment. We are working first from that being place, getting the being in alignment, working with how you're showing up to the moment, and then asking from that place, what wants to happen here next? So the focus is on what wants to happen rather than on solving problems. In this way, we're always living into the new reality that wants to be created. It's not about ignoring the problems. It's fully acknowledging, here's my challenge. But instead of asking, how do I fix it, we're asking, so what's the opportunity here? What's wanting to be created? So that we're giving the energy to the new creation. We're giving the energy to moving forward all the time rather than looking at a problem that needs to be solved or a challenge that's here and saying, how do I just focus on this challenge? In a sense, that's just giving more energy to the challenge itself. As I said, it's a very intuitive approach. It's very much a process of the coach and the client both staying in discovery all the time rather than being in analysis or getting caught up in trying to figure something out. and then letting that discovery show us our next steps, both in being and in action. Sometimes it's letting that discovery show us our next steps in the coaching session itself, but certainly it's also then showing what is the next step for the client, what is the next step that they can take to move forward. It's seeking the breakthrough all the time. We're looking for that breakthrough that's wanting to happen next that can allow that greatest potential to be realized. So that gives you just kind of a little overview of what is transformational presence coaching. Let's just dive in and have a session, and then we'll have a chance to ask questions and talk about it afterwards. So, Paul, thank you very much for being here today. And if you're on mute, please come off of mute.
Yes, I just did. Thank you, Alan.
Great. Thank you so much for volunteering to be the client today. And please tell me how I can help you today.
All right. I'm in business for myself, and I'm in the process of sort of recreating a business that I've had for 10 years. It's all along it's been a sole business where I do all the work. I do every bit of my business, every aspect of it. But there've been
sole, just to make it clear for our international listeners. Yeah, it's you
thank
alone.
You, yes, SOLE.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
There have been times though during the last 10 years where I've had to call in others to help me. Subcontractors to do some of the work. The business I do is I design workshops, and I do it primarily for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
I can't always do all the projects myself, so I do seek help from subcontractors sometimes. But I recently, in the last few years, I've just discovered that I find it exhausting to be doing the work day in and day out, creatively exhausting, physically exhausting, and I'm retooling my business, reformatting it so that more of the work is done by others and less of it's done by me, but I still am leading it and managing it, keeping that, you know, the high level leadership over the business. So my struggle is seeing well, it's really making this transition. I've been thinking about this for years, and 6 months ago I said, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to commit to it. I'm not going to allow other things to distract me as they have, and I'm just going to make this happen. And in the last 6 months, I've had hardly any business. Basically, only a few thousand dollars worth of work in the last 6 months, which is not sustainable. So that's kind of the context, and I notice that where I'm really struggling is making myself visible, making my business visible, really getting out there and selling my business and marketing it. That seems to be my first and biggest struggle right at the beginning of all this.
So, Paul, is it what you're wanting to talk about? Is it how to work with different people and bringing in more people in the business and working in that way, or is what you want to talk about how to make the company more visible, or what really is the focus you want us to work with?
It's mostly about me bringing more visibility to my business, reaching out to clients. So basically finding clients.
Paul, tell me what is it about your business that is the most exciting to you?
There seem to be two things. The first one is I get very, very excited when I do get a new client or a new project. It can be an existing client, but a new project. I find it really exciting just to, like, acquire a new project. I do find that my excitement dies rather quickly once I dive into the project. That's not true for all projects, but I'd say for most of them, there's something that drains the S-O-U-L, the soul, out of a project, often very early. But I find it very exciting to acquire a new project. I do find that primarily my projects come when people know about me. The people come to know me, they like me, they trust me, and they hire me. So I'm not really doing very much to attract business, but I'm just here, my phone rings. I love that. I love when the phone rings and somebody seeks me out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Paul, when you are when you're bringing in new business, who are you getting to be then?
People. I think it's. I have to speak about it first, about how I think others perceive me.
Okay.
There's a trust factor. Like, there's instant trust, instant credibility. Mm-hmm. So I'm seen as being trustworthy. I'm seen as being credible. I'm seen as being creative and talented. I'm seen as being, a resource and a solution to a problem. That's probably why I love the business acquisition, because it really fulfills me in that way.
What does that mean is happening inside of you? What about it is fulfilling?
Yeah, I'll start with a physical sensation. It just kind of physically fills me up. Like, fills up my heart. It fills up my ego. It feeds me. I'm trying to think of the right words here. There is a physical sensation of filling up, and the thing that that is filled up is trust and value, like worthiness. Probably worthiness is the biggest word.
So what's the part of you that is showing up the most in that part of bringing in the business? Does that make sense when I'm asking?
I'm trying to sort out the question, but I'm not sure I get it.
So it's the qualities, the characteristics, the aspects of you that are really coming alive when you are attracting new clients, when that part of the business that you're saying is that you're loving the most, that's the most exciting to you. What is it inside of you that's coming alive right then? Really showing up.
Wow. Okay, I do understand the question. I'm having trouble answering the question. I understand it, but I'm having trouble answering it. I think maybe I'm stuck in an external perspective where I'm seeing myself through others' eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so just drop underneath that. Just take a breath and drop down underneath that. And who are you when others are seeing you that way?
Okay. Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Capable. Very, very confident.
Mm-hmm.
These are all C words. I'm not sure why that is.
That's all right.
The last one is in clear or, clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It all feels very clear at that stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so all those parts of you that are really showing up then when you're bringing in the business, what is it that happens with those parts of you as you move on into actually delivering the product in a sense?
I think they start to crumble a little bit. The work I do is very challenging. It's hard for me to stay really connected to all those C words because of the challenges that show up. And I think that probably the challenges are more around the relationship, not my ability to do the work, but the relationship. People hire me to bring them a solution, but I have to create the solution from scratch. I don't just reach into a drawer and say, oh, here's the solution. I have to create it from scratch every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that your job to create the solution?
That's how I've always seen it. And I'm so glad you asked that question because, it reminds me that I do need to challenge that assumption that I'm there to create it. I actually, there's great value in being much more collaborative and thinking it as a, like a co-creative process. That, you know.
So what if it was actually completely their job to create a solution and your job was just to ask the right questions?
I love that idea. That is very, very fascinating.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead.
I'm here. That idea is over there, and there's this huge chasm between
me and that. Talk to me about that chasm.
I think most of that chasm is just my own creation. Part of the chasm, though, is perception from the clients. You know, I work with corporate clients mostly, and they don't have the time to create the solution. They're doing other things. They have other priorities, so they're hiring somebody like me with my expertise to come in and create the solution. So that chasm is created by my clients as well as me. We both feed into it, but you know, I'm the one that probably feeds into it more than anything. I could certainly influence how they see me.
I don't know what the kinds of solutions are that you're asked to come in and solve, but are these the kinds of solutions that might actually be even more valuable for them if they had ownership of them?
Boy, I'll tell you one of the biggest disappointments I have in this line of work is that they hire me to create training programs for their employees. So I create them from scratch usually, and I have to tell you that 90% of the time I create the solution, and I hand them all the materials. Everything that I create is all, like trainer's guides and participant workbooks and PowerPoints, all that stuff. 90% of the time they go on a shelf, and nothing ever happens with them.
So maybe this has something to do with why your enthusiasm dies once you get into the project.
Yeah, I think so.
It seems like that there's no kind of assurance he's going to do all this work, and yeah, they're going to pay you, but is anything really going to happen with it?
It is deflating. It definitely is deflating. I would much rather that they use it, and I think the work that I do is really good, and so, but how do we know if 90% of my clients aren't actually using it?
So I'm wondering, I keep hearing this word education, and I'm wondering what is the educational opportunity here and slash maybe, I don't want to use that word solution, but the educational piece that perhaps is wanting to come in as a part of a marketing process.
When you say educational piece.
Yeah, but I'm not being very clear about that. In other words, there's something here about helping the clients understand that the program will only be as valuable to them as they become involved with it.
Okay, yeah.
What's the way that can become a part of how you're introducing yourself and what you're inviting them into in such a way that that's exciting for them?
I really love where you're pointing, Alan. And they use the word education. I mean, I'm very much about education. That's very much like a central mantra for me. So I think that this is where part of the gap is, this part of that chasm, is I'm not properly educating my clients in what their role is, what my role is, and how we can actually work together to create something really powerful and the true benefit of that final product. Yeah. I think part of the challenge is that since my phone rings, I pick it up and people say, a potential client says, hey, we need you. They already have an idea of what they want me to do and how they want me to do it, and I just kind of adapt to it. But adapting is okay. It's also very limiting, and it is deflating sometimes. I think I'd rather create a new reality, create what it is that I want to create, and then or actually co-create it with them.
So Paul, let's just pull way back for a moment, and my question is, what's the impact that you want to have in the world of business?
Oh, yeah. I'd say that most training programs inside businesses are horrible, they're boring, they're ineffective, and I would really like to turn that on its head so that these programs are highly effective and what I call high impact.
So that's describing the programs, but what is it that you, what's the impact you want to have in business? How do you want to change the business world? What do you call to do with that?
I want to shift how organizations see their processes around training and educating employees, to shift it from like a one-dimensional information dump or information-oriented presentation to much more experiential, much more hands-on, much more enlivened, engaging experience that takes people beyond the classroom and right back to their work lives and maybe even their personal lives where they're actually using it. They're using it, applying it, experimenting, testing, not just putting the binder on the shelf when they get back to work and that's the end of it.
So that is a fantastic desire and calling that you feel to come into the business world. How does that line up with they call me, they tell me what they need, they have an idea, and I adapt?
It doesn't line up.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here in my chair with your big calling is my left hand, and then this way that you're actually doing the business is my right hand, and I can't get them to come together. There's this like, it's almost like they're pushing against each other, repelling each other.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Yeah. So what would be the shift to actually bring those things together, that you have this calling and they call you and say, here's what we need, and you say, well, what about doing it a little different way? Let me just share a couple of other ideas with you. What wants to happen here?
So I'm just noticing how emotional I feel about this.
Oh.
And
so just listen to that and see what that emotion wants to say to you.
Yeah, it's saying two things very loudly, so I'll try to put it into words. One is, this is really, really exciting. This is, the potential here is huge. The potential for fulfillment, for my own personal and professional fulfillment, is huge. So that's one big bucket that it's speaking to me. The other one is, oh, that's hard. I think that's why there's this mismatch, this lack of alignment, because it is hard to do. It's hard to find clients that you can do this with.
What if it wasn't hard?
Oh, well then, okay. Then if it's not hard, then that gets rid of the challenge piece, and it leaves it leaves all of the fulfillment and all the satisfaction and rising to this shift, rising to this mission and vision that I have. That to me is very, very satisfying.
So you said you wanted to talk about how to become more visible. And if we come from this place that everything is energy in motion, and therefore we are broadcasting a particular signal, if you will, based on what's going on inside of us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so if we come from that place, then what is the signal that you would broadcast that would attract the most people, that's really lined up with who you are, and with your passion and your excitement?
I'm just closing my eyes and trying to tap into an answer, into a source that'll give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
might need help working through it.
It's so let me step back to earlier on here in the session when you talked about I get really excited to bring in the business and then it's time to deliver and my all the energy drains away. And so there's this conflict and this misalignment that in a sense is the signal that you broadcast. And therefore, it's really hard to get clients because there's kind of a mixed signal going out there energetically, if that makes sense.
It does.
It's like, I really want the work, but oh my God, now that you've given me the contract, I got to do it.
Right.
What a pain. I don't want to do this, you know? And so there's this conflict going on there.
The
if we turn this around,
it.
Pardon?
And the client knows it on some level.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what's the story that you would that you could tell inside of yourself, the conditions that you create, the signal that you broadcast that makes the client instead excited and say, oh my gosh, I think for the first time we've met somebody who really might help us. It's just that we didn't know that this is what we were looking for.
I think so. One signal is something around clarity. I mentioned being clear, and that was one of my C words. But that, I come back to that one because I have another C word that does not work in my favor, which is chaos. I'm pretty sure that I end up creating, not intentionally, but nevertheless, I end up creating some kind of chaos in the projects. Very subtly, but it definitely is there. So clarity, getting really, really clear about the client's goals and needs, having that conversation with them, not just taking the order, but engaging in a discovery process. I mean, I do that anyways, but I think I can just do it so much more and more thoroughly and make it a much more connecting and interesting experience for the client.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, when you take them through a discovery process, is that for you to discover, or is that for them to discover, or both of you?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. I've always thought it was for me to discover, and recently I've become much clearer that it's co-discovery. I discover, they discover.
That's a whole different ball game.
It sure is. Yeah, yeah. It's just like coaching. I mean, like you're helping me discover things, and of course you're discovering things as we're going along. But it's ultimately for me. Co-discovery. I like that. It's a switch in approach, which I really like. And you know, then instead of just. Because then after I do the discovery, then I go in and I start designing a solution. And I have experimented with co-designing, and I have loved it. I've experimented with it and my clients have been willing to co-design with me, I love it and they love it. I get a little stuck because I don't always know what to do, but I've been trying and I've been able to expand and enhance that as I go.
What if those are the only contracts you accepted, or the ones in which they would co-design with you?
Well, on one hand, that would be far more satisfying. I get a little nervous because by not accepting the other contracts that are more order-taking, I haven't had very much income for 6 months, so it's like...
Yeah, so there's the money piece. But what if you were to maybe just set an intention that by summer of 2012 or whatever date you want to put on it,
yes,
this is the only kind of work I do. By that time, I've made this shift, and that's the only work I do.
I feel very gleeful about it.
You see, because now we're just creating an invitation. We're saying, here's what I really feel called to do. Here's the energy that I'm feeling called to live in. Here's the gift I'm feeling called to give. And so I'm just inviting all the pieces to come into place so that within whatever time period you say, I can really just fully give that gift.
Yes. I'm going to tell you that one of the things that I've done in my business is I've worked with other coaches and consultants to help mm-hmm. them design their own programs, mm-hmm. and like teleclasses and workshops, and I have loved doing that work more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much about co-discovering and co-designing and co-creating, and like I'm the guide. I'm facilitating the process, and they're discovering left and right, and I don't even need to know anything about their project.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible, and ultimately that is the work that I want to do. So this very much, I think, since that is the work I want to do, applying it to a more corporate setting is my challenge here, and you're helping me discover that.
So there's so much here for us to explore and go in so many directions. I'm a little conscious of our time here, and I'd like to bring us back to where we started with how to make yourself more visible. And so that's not been the focus of our conversation yet. Everything in our conversation can perhaps inform that question or give you more clarity about that question. What more do you know about that visibility based on what we're talking about here?
I'm so glad you brought me back to that, because I agree with you. I think everything we've talked about does inform it. If I'm following you, visibility happens on an energetic level, begins at an energetic level and continues at an energetic level. And if I have this conflict, like what you had in your left hand and right hand, and they're not aligning,
mm-hmm.
then I'm creating chaos rather than real clear visibility. Who wants to hire that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is very much about visibility, me getting clear on what I'm offering and the kinds of work that I want to do. Oh, my gosh, when I'm clear about that, then I can be more visible about that. And I can reach out and market and sell with that that confidence, the capability, the creativity, and the clarity. So it's totally about visibility.
Yeah. And can you see how then you're also really offering them something that's unique, not just yet another person who designs training programs?
Yes. It is unique. Absolutely.
Mm.
I love that. That when I'm excited about something, I just can't help but talk about it. I can't help but sell it, and I mean sell in a very not like you know being
mm-hmm.
salesman about it, but you know it's like it becomes infectious. People can't help buy or you know engage in the service because it's so infectious the way that I feel about it.
Yeah,
that's visibility.
Yeah. Fantastic! Wow, there's so much more we can do, and we need to wrap this up now. So just tell me, what are you taking out of this session today?
Well, first I have this renewed sense of really positive energy around this, and greater clarity around where I need to put my attention and where I need to put my heart, and specifically looking at. Any kind of client that's up for co fill in the blank co-creating with me and me co-creating with them, and how satisfying that is. It really is a shift for me in how I see myself and how I see my business, and I think the potential is huge.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you. I wish we could go on and there was a lot that came up already, so this was fantastic.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. So just one thing I neglected to say at the beginning of our session, just for you to know, Paul and I have never worked together as coaching client. Paul has been a part of a teleclass with me, just an 8-week teleclass. So we know each other only through that teleclass, but we've never done coaching together before. So this was great fun. I had a wonderful time. Paul, are you able to talk a little bit about the process of what happened here, or are you still kind of deep in it?
I'm definitely in it,
mm-hmm.
and I would be happy to talk about it. I'll do my best to articulate.
Well, if you could just speak just for a moment before we open it up to questions, just what that session was like for you in terms of the process itself. What was helpful about it? What was challenging about it? What was the experience for you in working in that kind of process?
One of the things that I noticed is that the questions you asked me were so in line with what I needed, and they blew me away. I don't know where you got the information or the source, but you asked questions that took me right where I needed to be, that opened up doors and had me seeing things in a new way. So that's the first thing I noticed. I felt like my job was to be in the moment with you and really be a client and not necessarily be, you know, like a third party observing it. So I may not have noticed, you know, the whole flow, but there are you asked questions about who am I being? And I love those questions because that really is at the core of how a person shows up, who they are being. So heavily influences what they're doing and what they're thinking. And so I like that. I like that you asked those questions. And it took me to a very deep place very quickly.
Great.
I have to say, I really appreciate that. I think you trusted that I had all the answers. You didn't give me any advice. You asked questions, really insightful questions. Made some statements, but it was really based on powerful questions you asked. And it created, I think, your curiosity and your ability to ask those questions created a space for me to be held and to explore my own knowing and my own understanding of who I am and what I'm about. That, I think, is huge.
Great. That's wonderful. Let's open the line up now to anyone who'd like to make a comment. What did you observe? What did you see happening here? What questions do you have? Feel free to ask questions of Paul or ask questions of me. Who'd like to speak first? Or just make a comment.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Julie, and I wanted to ask Paul a question, if I could.
Sure.
Paul, what will you do differently over the next couple of weeks based on this experience?
Oh, thank you for asking, Julie. It definitely takes me into a doing place, so I might have to just make something up because I haven't really laid out a plan. I think what I'm going to do is some writing about what my business is and the kind of clients I'm looking for. If I can capture it in writing, I took some notes while Alan was coaching me, but they're they're very brief. So I want to do some more writing and really explore this. So that's the first thing, and then I think it means then influencing my current website and my other marketing materials, maybe changing some language, and creating. The third thing I'll do is create. I've been thinking about creating a webinar to talk about what, like one of my models for learning, a model for adult learning. But I want to start incorporating this idea of co-designing. I've never done that before in a webinar or when I talk about my business. So really, really focusing on the co-designing piece and how important that is. So that's what rises to the surface immediately, Julie. Did that answer your question?
You. Yeah, it does. I think I was just trying to figure out how the insight and the just the wisdom that you owned in this, how it spills out into action.
Oh, yeah. I can see wanting to make that connection, and I do too, so I'm really glad you asked.
Thanks.
Thank you, Julie. Who else?
Alan, this is Sherry. I wanted to comment that I noticed. I thought it was really brilliant and well done when you, somewhere in the middle or somewhere, you when things started to move into more of the, you know, the doing and the figuring out the program and that kind of thing, you just took a moment and invited Paul back to the big picture. And you said, let's just go back for a minute and you know, take a look at what is it that you really want here in terms of what you're bringing or your contribution. I don't even remember the exact question because I didn't write it down. But it was that moment when you just said, it was sort of it felt like getting into the details, and you just invited, you know, your client back to that bigger picture to say, let's just step back for a minute and what is it that you really are seeing here that you want to bring? So I really noticed that moment. I thought that was brilliant.
Great. Who else? Observations? Questions about this process?
Oh. Alan, it's Christine here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so in your introduction, you were talking about the process of transformational coaching, and you said that, you know, what we needed to do was to focus on what wants to happen here, you know, what wants to be created. So I'd be interested to know, what was your clue during your coaching process with Paul? What was your clue to know to discover what needed to be created?
Well, from the very beginning, I realized on an energetic level there's some kind of disconnect here when he's saying, I'm good at what I do and I love it when it's flowing in a certain sense, but yet there was this visibility piece, there was this disconnect between I love, you know, landing the business, but then when I have to perform, the energy drains away. So I just recognized at the beginning that there was some disconnect. And also I recognized that probably that disconnect is somewhere coming from he's not really clear about what it is that the impact he really wants to make in a big picture. And that's kind of goes back to what Sherry was mentioning too, because in that moment, I don't remember exactly what was happening right then, but I do remember asking that question of pulling way back to say, but in the bigger picture, what's the impact you want to have here? For me, it's staying focused on who the client is called to be and what is the gift that they're called to bring, or the service that they're called to bring, or the impact they're called to make, or the, you know, whatever it is in the circumstance here, what is their role in it, what are the choices that they're called to make. And I use that word called very intentionally, and I noticed even that even in the session I did ask him at one point, what do you want, and then I shifted that, catching myself on that, because it's in doing transformational work, it's always getting beyond what do I want to what wants to happen, what's the bigger picture here. And so I recognized as we were flowing along through the session that we had to get Paul in touch with what was the true gift he felt like that he was called to give in the business world. And through the training, through the whatever he's creating, what is the true gift he's called to give? We've got to get him back in touch with that and get everything aligned with that. And then things are going to start to move. Kind of going along with then Julie's question about the action, certainly that action piece is really important, and there would have been much more to explore with that going forward. I was also, though, quite confident that we had made such a significant shift in his perception that things were going to start to happen and to turn and to start to move from there. Is this kind of answering your question, Christine?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's basically, I think what you're telling me is it's listening to what's not being said.
Yes. You know, we have to, if you're going to do transformational work, you've got to be listening on so many layers of awareness. And so it's not just listening to the words beneath the words, but then beneath that and beneath that and beneath that. And listening to the bigger picture, listening to the energy that's surrounding everything that the client is talking about. As I said, this is an incredibly intuitive way of working. And the more you are listening on all those levels and paying attention to the different voices that are wanting to speak. There's not just the client's voice, but there's also, I mean, in this situation or this issue that Paul's bringing, there's Paul's voice, there's the voice of his work, there's the voice of his clients, there's the voice of business in the big picture and what is business wanting to take its next step forward. So when you can be listening kind of on all those levels and paying attention to where the sparkles, circles, you know, what's lighting up, and then just keep following that energy, and it all begins to come together. So we were actually covering quite a bit of ground here that was not just about Paul. We were also talking about what really wants to happen in the training world, in the realm of business.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
Yes. Who else?
Alan?
Yes.
Hi, it's Natalie. All the things that have been said before, I agree, it was really great to see all the process, how you took Alan out, your client out of being stuck, and also going to the purpose. And what I love too is how then you went back to the first, to the goal of the session, you know, to his, what he chose to explore in the session. And how, even if it could have seemed that you were not answering that question particularly, but it really, how do you say that, it brought everything back together. So for me, it's a good example on how to, you had really like a thread all along, and then it went back you closed the cycle somehow.
Yes, yes. Thank you for noticing that, Natalie. I was very aware through the whole session that what our topic is visibility here. But also so aware that until we get a clearer sense of the energy and how it's aligned and not aligned, but by going there first, we were going to get a lot of insight into what needed to happen in terms of visibility. So it's another, I guess maybe a good example of not focusing on solving a problem. We could have spent the session focusing on, well, so how are all the ways that you can be more visible? But that's just treating it on the surface. And in fact, what we might have ended up doing there was amplifying his visibility from this chaos point that we're talking about, or this misalignment point. So first we had to go inside and get the energy aligned, begin to make shifts there in what it is that he wants to be visible. And then when we start to move out into visibility, perhaps that would be the next session or even two sessions down the road, to come back to what are the actual steps that you can take for greater visibility. But first, let's make sure that what is visible is really strong and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alan, this is Paul, and what I'd add to that is, as the client, even though we didn't get into any action steps specifically, bringing it back to the topic that I started with gave me a sense of closure and completeness, and that was important. Instead of just kind of hanging and like, oh, we meandered all over the place. Where are we now?
Yeah.
So I felt definitely a sense of closure and completion at that point.
Super, super. And, you know, Paul just said we were, in some ways, we were kind of all over the place. And I think that can also be an important piece, not that the coaching should be all over the place, but of not being afraid as the coach to really just open all the doors that seem to want to open as we're going along, following that energy in this first time that we'd ever worked together, to just noticing all the things that are popping and let them all pop, let them all open up. And then as we keep going, we'll find which is the one that's really calling us in and saying, now, let's spend more time right here first. But we got a lot of things popping and a lot of doors opening up and Paul's awareness of different directions. And if we were to have subsequent sessions, then we could begin following those and paying attention to those. In this initial session, we just got a lot of things opened up. Anything else?
This is Mary.
Yes.
I thought, Alan, even before you got to the question that made a big difference that was already mentioned, what's the impact you're going to have in the world of business, a little bit before that, which I think kind of illustrates the layers you were talking about that you were exploring as a coach, when Paul was talking about the attributes he has crumbling as part of his difficulty, you challenged his assumption that it has to be him, you know, that he has to be the creator of this solution. And that seems significant in terms of where Paul started to go, then got a little bit bogged down in the learning education kind of piece, you know, like what does this look like, this co-creation. And then it was after that you went down that path and he kind of moved. And then you said, what's the impact? Let's step back and look at what the impact you want to have in the world of business. So I thought that original challenging was very much tied in because it kind of, it seemed to shake him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Great. Super. Anything else?
My name is Susan. I would like to make a remark. It seems that, like, listening to this session, a lot of doors are opening up inside me as well. Is that logical?
Absolutely. Because we're working with energy. And so as we are working specifically with Paul and opening up lots of things here, there's a lot of energy flying and a lot of things popping. And so that's available to all of us in whatever the way that it might be mirrored in our own lives and our own challenges. So that's fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Natalie. I must say, when you ask what is the true gift you want to give, I think it's, wow. It applies to, I also felt it's a fabulous question to reflect on. It applies to all of us.
Great. Well, this gives you a little taste of what is transformational presence coaching. I know that a number of you who are on the call are coaches, and if you're interested in the transformational presence coach training program, the next teleclass cohort begins in September. It's a 7-month teleclass program. You can read about that on the transformationalpresence.org website. Feel free to be in touch with me, Alan Seal at alanseal.com, if you have questions about that. If you would like to be a part of that program, if you will, in your application, just mention that you were on this call today, and you can have a $200 deduction from your fee, your registration fee for that. So just mention this call, and it's worth $200 on your fee. Any other questions about today's session or about the coach training program? I know we haven't really talked about it.
Hi, Ellen. It's Ilya. Can you listen to me well?
Yes, I can hear you, Ilya.
Okay. Just about your the program that you're speaking about now, how much does that differ from the ICA program?
The ICA program is a wonderful foundation program for your coaching, basic coaching skills. And then this is a little more of an advanced coaching program of taking those skills and much, much further, really developing your intuitive skills in a very powerful way. Natalie, if you're still on the call, maybe you could just say a couple of sentences, because Natalie, who's been speaking, is a graduate of ICA and has also been through this program. So maybe you could address that, Natalie, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, are you there? Perhaps she had to leave the call. But I think that you'll find ICA is a great foundation program, and then this program can take your coaching skills then even to another level.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hi, Alan.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
It is about the
the mixed signal from Paul, that the huge challenge he felt, and the voice that said it's hard to follow his big calling. And I wondered, perhaps in the next session, would you give the "it is hard" part of him, how would you give it attention? Or do you just bypass it by asking, what if it's not hard?
I wouldn't necessarily go back to that unless that kind of comes up again, because he may move into an entirely different perspective here and realize this is not hard at all. This is just about how am I showing up, and when I show up in a really powerful way, the energy starts to flow. So I would not go back to that story unless he brought that story back.
And if he brings it back, if it is coming up as a really a problem, an obstacle, how would you approach it?
Then we would go to explore. What is it that makes it hard? What is it that is missing there? That if it were present, would make the process more easier. We would. I don't know where we would go exactly. It's hard to say until you're in the moment with it and just see, because my questions always come out of whatever the client is saying or what the energy is present in the moment. But certainly we would go explore it and say, well, there's clearly something that wants to happen differently here, or this wouldn't be hard. So
let's just
go find what that is. Especially, though, Suzanne, to focus on creating the new reality instead of just solving a problem of it being hard. That's not going to help us.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I want to honor that we're at the top of the hour, and thank you very much for joining us today. And again, if you're interested in the program in the fall, then just send me an email, ask questions, and you're certainly welcome to having that discount. Thanks, everybody, and I hope you'll join us again.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Alan. Great.
Yeah.